Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
One could make the argument that at this point, the domestic auto industry is really helping to drive the economic recovery such as it is. U.S. auto sales rose in March by almost 17%. Chrysler, Nissan, Ford all vying for top slots. In fact, Chrysler hit its highest monthly total in 3 years in March with a 31% increase in business. That is huge. A lot of that growth was actually fueled by hybrid sales and now the new electric cars as well. But there are also reports that car companies are scaling back overtime hours and their production schedules, especially in small trucks. Joining us now is George Pippas, Chief Sales Analyst for Ford Motor Company. George, good morning.
Good morning.
So we have this news. I was struck by the headline from Toyota that their hybrid sales had gone up almost 40%. This is something which was unthinkable a few years ago in terms of hybrids. People saw the hybrid market as really very niche.
Well, it's still a relatively niche market. Ford had a record hybrid sales month in the month of March, but still they represent about 2% of total industry sales. What has changed is that consumers are now buying small cars to the degree they were back in August, back in the summer of 2008 when gas prices went to $4.11.
All right. So if the hybrid sales are going up, but they're still a niche market, that means that are the normal vehicles that we're used to seeing are still driving auto sales, correct? That we're still selling Ford F-150s, that we're still selling sedans.
Well, we are, but today's combustion engines, gas combustion engines, are extremely energy efficient. A few years ago, people touted a 30-mile-per-gallon car. Well, now 40-mile-per-gallon is the new 30, and Ford has 40-mile-per-gallon cars in its dealerships.
But if car sales are up as much as they are, why are auto companies, including Ford, cutting back on production?
Well, in some models, obviously, we've been affected by the component shortages in Japan. So you do see overtime being trimmed and down weeks being taken by several auto manufacturers related to component shortages resulting from that tragedy.
Well, let me just ask you, George Pippas, Chief Sales and Analyst for Ford Motor Company. Do you think that the domestic auto companies are actually ready for a real uptick in hybrid car sales, in electric car sales? I mean, we've heard for years that it's been Toyota and Honda that have led the way. So is the domestic auto industry again going to get left behind?
No, I mean, it's definitely a different situation now than it was a few years ago. But what's different is that these electric and hybrid vehicles still need some infrastructure improvement in the United States. If every neighborhood were to adopt an electric car tomorrow, we have electric cars to provide them, but you'd have serious brownouts in the neighborhoods and the communities where these vehicles are because the grid system and the charging system is not yet fully capable of supporting electric vehicles in every garage.
That's George Pippas, Ford's Chief Sales Analyst, speaking to us about kind of a strange moment in the auto market. Definitely not the auto market of our parents or grandparents. The car sales are up. Hybrid sales are up. Electric car sales are up, still a niche market, George says, but that looks like that's where the auto sales market is going. Thank you so much, George.
You're welcome.